Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was at the McGlohan Theater yesterday to make what amounts to a closing argument. It was an attempt to woo a group of voters who, so far, have largely not been in his camp. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
The music was different from a usual Trump event, so too the size of the crowd, some 500 invited guests. The soothing tones did little to keep them from getting restless. Their candidate was more than 40 minutes late, delayed because he was talking and listening, he said, to leaders of a community that looked very different from the largely white crowd. They were the ones sitting in front of Trump when he did take the stage, but they were not the target audience of this speech.
Today, I want to talk about how to grow the African-American middle class and to provide a new deal for Black America.
With a markedly controlled tone, sticking closely to a script displayed on a teleprompter, Donald Trump then laid out his plan to revitalize America's inner cities.
That deal is grounded in three promises: safe communities, great education, and high-paying jobs.
Trump then blamed all the problems in the inner cities and African-American communities on what he sees as the bad policies and broken promises of Democrats in general and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton in particular. Take crime. Trump said he wouldn't just put more cops on the streets.
I promise that under a Trump administration, the law will be applied fairly, equally, and without prejudice.
In the first presidential debate, Trump called for more police forces to use stop and frisk, a technique critics call a form of racial profiling, and which was ruled unconstitutional in New York. As for schools, Trump said he would redirect school funding towards charter schools, private schools, and homeschools. He did not explain that further. As for jobs, Trump alleges good-paying ones have simply been stolen by two of his favorite foes, NAFTA, which shifted jobs south, and illegal workers who came north.
No group has been more economically harmed by decades of illegal immigration than low-income African-American workers.
Then he added,
"We will restore the civil rights of African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, and all Americans by ending illegal immigration. And yes, we will build a wall."
Plus more, a $1 trillion infrastructure rebuilding plan with inner cities as a key target.
"I will also propose tax holidays for inner city investment, a new tax incentive to get foreign companies to relocate in blighted American neighborhoods."
Plus a plan to allow cities to seek federal disaster designation in order to get money to tear down blighted buildings and start reconstruction projects. Now, all of this would come with an enormous price tag, paid for in part, Trump claims, by taking money that would be used to resettle refugees in America. And
"I will also cancel all wasteful climate change spending from Obama-Clinton."
Something he claims would amount to $100 billion over 8 years, though he gave no further details on how he got that number. This speech was given before a largely white crowd. They loved it. But what about African-American voters, the real target of the speech? What is their level of support for Trump to date?
Is a word abysmal, acceptable?
Michael Bitzer is a political scientist at Catawba College. And yes, in this case, abysmal is appropriate. Polls show the Trump campaign is getting
less than maybe 5% nationally. Here in North Carolina, it may be a little bit higher,
but still in the single digits. And African-American voters have to date been the most loyal of all voting blocks, says Bitzer.
They can be up to 90 to 95% voting for Democratic candidates.
Barack Obama needed record black turnout to win North Carolina in 2008. Near record turnout wasn't enough for Obama in 2012 when Mitt Romney took the state. And 2016 looks to be another nail biter. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.